With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Well, the Aloha State is cleaning up or trying. Josh Green says Tropical Storm Lala has caused flash flooding and a lot of damage.
It is the flood damage that's caused the most damage, more than the wind. Without a doubt, wind has affected roofs in some areas. It certainly blew down trees all over the place, but it's the flood and the mud and the rock that poured through Nalehu, Pahala, Waiohinu.
Jim Kelly is with Hawaiian Electric.
Because of the work that Oahu, over the weekend, we're going to hold back our crews here and then the crews from California to work on Hawaii.
No fatality reported in that storm. The White House is insisting the is open for traffic.
President Donald Trump says the U.S. has talks with Iran and insists that the Strait of Hormuz remains open and operating despite limited traffic and a reported strike on a ship exiting the waterway. Earlier this week, Trump also threatened to bomb Oman as the country sought a deal with Iran to manage shipping traffic through the strait. Iran says the waterway will not reopen until the U.S. meets its conditions. Shipping data platform Kepler says transits fell nearly 20% through the Strait of Hormuz last week. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Less than 2 hours before President Trump was set to impose 50% tariffs on some $20 billion worth of Canadian imports, United States and Canada reaching a deal late Tuesday. It delays the sanctions and buys a little more time for more talks. This is SRN News. Who is having abortions in America? Michael Harrington has details.
According to a report from the Pew Research Center, most of the abortions that take place each year are sought by women in their 20s, 57%. Another 31% of abortions were given to women in their 30s. There is very little abortion amongst teens or women 40 and up. The Pew study also indicates the vast majority of women who seek abortion are unmarried, 88%. Black women are the most likely to have an abortion, 39%. Michael Harrington reporting.
Can enforce its strict anti-gambling laws on Asian markets. It's a state seeking to rein in popular betting platforms. Utah has been on the front lines of a battle between states and the federal government. Who regulates the markets and whether they should be considered finance or gambling? This is SRN News. Popping up technology now, watching a version of ChatGPT, and it is designed for teenagers.
The San Francisco-based company says ChatGPT for teens is tailored for youngsters 13 to 16, with stronger protections, strict self-harm, or sexual chats. So provides homework and study support designed to help students rather than and school essays. The company says the idea is to guide toward healthy AI use in an age-appropriate
rich. Human rights, a force continues on massive sugar cane across the Dominican Republic, says those all the time. More details, srnnews.com.